We are continuing our theme week on Halloween.
Yes, we are.
By talking about jack-o'-lanterns.
Oh, yeah,
do you make jack-o'-lanterns? Do you carve pumpkins at your house?
We have. We haven't in the last few years, though.
You know what? I haven't either.
So negligent. Weirdly. I feel so embarrassed now. Sorry.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot
of
work.
It's messy.
Yeah.
And
then they rot on your doorstep. Yeah, I mean, all that. Yeah.
So the term jack-o'-lantern was actually first applied to people, not pumpkins.
Okay.
As far back as 1663, the term meant a man with a lantern or a night watchman.
Just a
decade or so later, it began to be used to refer to the mysterious lights sometimes seen at night over bogs, swamps, and marshes.
Oh, yeah.
These ghost lights, which were variously called jack-o'-lanterns, fairy lights, and will-o'-the-wisps, are created when gases from decomposing plant matter ignite as they come into contact with electricity or heat, or as they oxidize.
Wow.
But before this scientific explanation was known, people told stories to explain the mysterious lights.
Oh, I bet they were
good. In Ireland, dating as far back as the 1500s, those stories often revolved around a guy named Stingy Jack.
Oh, Stingy Jack, yeah.
Yeah, so the Irish legend of Stingy Jack tells of a drunkard who bargains with the devil and is doomed to roam the earth with only a hollowed turnip to light his way.
That is a heck of a lot in life, isn't it?
Yes. So, in Ireland, the ghost lights seen in the swamps were said to be Jack's improvised lantern moving about as his restless soul wandered the countryside.
Oh, okay.
So, he and the lights were dubbed Jack of the Lantern or Jack-o'-lantern.
Can you say it with an Irish accent?
I cannot.
Okay.
I can't.
All right, sorry.
So, in Ireland and Scotland, people began to make their own versions of Jack's lanterns by carving scary faces into turnips or potatoes.
There you go.
And placing them in windows or near doors to frighten away Stingy Jack and other wandering evil spirits.
Yeah, those drunkards, Sarah.
Immigrants from these countries brought the jack-o'-lantern tradition with them when they came to the U.S., but they soon found that pumpkins made perfect jack-o'-lanterns, much easier to carve than a turnip.
Yeah, of course.
So in the U.S., the carved pumpkin was first associated with the harvest season in general, long before it became a symbol of Halloween. In 1895, an article on Thanksgiving entertaining recommended a lit jack-o'-lantern as part of the festivities.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
So this year, it's estimated that 149 million Americans, or about 44% of the population, plan to buy a pumpkin to make jack-o'-lanterns. And Americans are projected to spend around $804 million on pumpkins in 2022.
That's a lot of money on pumpkins, just for one day.
For one day.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the most lit jack-o'-lanterns on display, the record for that is 30,581 lit jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah.
That was achieved by the city of Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
Keene was the original record holder in this category and has now broken it 8 times since their original
attempt. Can't help themselves.
Could you imagine seeing 30,000 pumpkins all lit up?
How could you?
Kind of cool.
You must have a team. Well, obviously, not one person lighting them all.
Yeah, not just one person, right.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
30,000.
Yeah, wow. And the heaviest jack-o'-lantern was grown by a guy named Travis Geinger, and it was carved from a pumpkin that weighed 2,350 pounds.
Wow.
Now, he transported the gigantic gourd to his hometown of Anoka, Minnesota, where he enlisted a friend and experienced pumpkin carver to transform it into the Tiger King jack-o'-lantern for the town's 100th All Hallows Eve parade on Halloween in 2020.
Well, the Tiger King meaning
as
like
in,
the TV show?
Yes, this was 2020. This was peak Tiger King popularity.
What dark time.
With a width of 233 inches, this was also the largest jack-o'-lantern by circumference.
Wow.
It took the pumpkin carver around 8 hours to carve the enormous jack-o'-lantern in the style of a realistic roaring tiger, which was inspired by the then-popular Netflix show Tiger
What do you mean then popular, Sarah? That will live on, it will for a
no,
classic. Gone with the Wind
no.
and Tiger King.
It's lost. It's 15 minutes of fame or long, long gone.
I know somebody who would disagree with you.
Who?
He's in jail. He's the guy from Tiger King. Whatever. Joe, what was his name? Joe, I can't remember.
I don't know. Okay. How soon we forget.
Okay. You win. You picked out a record to go along with jack-o'-lanterns, did you?
Yeah, so I thought that we would play Light My Fire by Jose Feliciano.
You got it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.